This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for comprehensive peace talks with Moscow in a video address released Saturday as Russia reported its first hypersonic missile strike on Ukrainian territory. Zelensky said the time has come to restore territorial integrity and justice for Ukraine. Otherwise, Russia's losses will be such that it will take several generations to recover. Zelensky's appeal for another round of talks came one day after Russia's lead negotiator said the sides have moved closer to agreement on the issue of Ukraine dropping its bid to join NATO. Vladimir Medinsky said Friday the two countries are also halfway there on the question of Ukraine adopting neutral status. Ukrainian negotiator Mykhailo Podolyak tweeted, "Our positions are unchanged. Ceasefire, withdrawal of troops, and strong security guarantees with concrete formulas." Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow expected its invasion of Ukraine to end with a comprehensive agreement on security issues, including Ukraine's neutral status, this according to Russia's Interfax news agency. Hoping to restore at least some normalcy after fleeing the war in Ukraine, thousands of Ukrainian refugees waited Saturday in long lines in the Polish capital of Warsaw to receive local identification papers that would allow them to move on with their lives. Refugees started lining up beside Warsaw's National Stadium overnight to get the identity cards that will allow them to work, live, go to school, get medical care, other social benefits for the next 18 months. Still, by mid-morning, many were told to come back another day. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.